your ribbons. Me right here next to my brother, 12 Galaxies.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Alicia said, my name is Tim Thomas. I'm a member of Spinning Rose Social Organization, and I work with the Katrina Solidarity Network. Brother Malcolm used to say that revolution is linked to land. Land, he said, is the basis of all revolution. We need to come to understand that African Americans, black folk, have been struggling for land as long as we've been here. After the Civil War, we supposed to have gotten 40 acres and a mule.
That's right.
It happened. Then in the 20th century, Brother Marcus Garvey talked about the importance of Mother Africa to us as a people. He also, in 1920, helped us to develop our flag, the red, black, and green, the Black Liberation Flag. Now, we are struggling as a people for self-determination and empowerment as a nation and as a nationality. It is critical that we come to understand the relationship of land to what it is that we are fighting for. The land that we are talking about is in the Black Belt Nation in the South. The land that we are talking about is West Oakland, East Oakland, Bayview. The question of the relationship between land and our people is unresolved. Really have to understand and appreciate that. So when we talk about this color of the green, remember that you all have, it's about the struggle for land. It's about the struggle to bring our people together and not be displaced from our community, from New Orleans to the Bayview. Here this afternoon is deliver to Ms. Feinstein a letter laying out our basic concerns and demands. The reality is that before the Congress, there are bills and there are other demands to help the people in New Orleans. And one of the things that is critical is about public housing. I'm going to read to you now some of the demands that we are leaving with Ms. Feinstein. But I want to make sure y'all all wave at her on those cameras there. Let her know that you're here.
Hello.
So that's six demands that we are asking in our whole struggle around the Green Ribbon Campaign. Right? This is a struggle for land in the South, for land outside of the South. One, we want in terms of New Orleans to stop the demolition. We want to reopen existing public housing units and rebuild dignified housing at former public housing sites. Want to guarantee one-to-one replacement for all public housing residents in New Orleans.
And the right to return.
All of this, number three, all available public housing units should be made available for the homeless and those at risk of homelessness. For the tender law of rent vouchers and the trailer eviction that is coming. Four, demand a federal investigation of HUD head Alfonso Jackson regarding the contract he awarded to his crewing. You must remember that blackness is a frame of mind rather than a skin color. Blood may be black, but ain't nothing about him for us.
Number five, enact rent control at pre-Katrina rates to provide deeply affordable housing so that all will be able to return to the city. Stop the privatization and gentrification of the city of New Orleans, the city of Oakland, the city of San Francisco.